I was unable to move, to speak, to open my eyes, but I was fully conscious and aware of what was going on around me. So I heard multiple footsteps coming into the room and one male voice saying, "Ah, this one's a sad case. Young woman, two small children at home, her husband is being completely unreasonable. If he would just sign the forms, so many people could benefit from her organs."
Organ transplant industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. The organ transplant industry is larger than the abortion industry.
So in my experience, patients are being given the diagnosis of brain death or there's no hope. They're not even giving patients a chance to heal.
Maybe you've seen it on a driver's license application. The choice of whether or not to become an organ donor in the event of your death. Sounds like a noble thing to do, right? What could go wrong? Well, as it turns out, lots. Could healthcare providers be over-eager to harvest organs from a donor whose prognosis is less than certain? Join host Brad Mattis for a Life Issues radio special for Sanctity of Life Sunday and beyond. End of Life, Who Gets to Choose?